Hey, welcome to another episode of Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about Half Acre's one-year anniversary for their tap room, and we get excited for Beer Hoptacular. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Hey, welcome to the Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brett Chmielewski.
I'm Nick White.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. This is cool, Brett.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun just talking about our week and talking about the upcoming week.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you get here on Chicago Beer Pass. You get kind of a highlight of the beer events we went to in the previous week, and then we let you know about some of the upcoming events this future week, into next month even sometimes, if we're really excited about them.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We love the beer scene a lot. You know, we've got projects that cover the scene, and this gives us a chance to really talk about the ever-changing Chicago craft beer scene in a way that we don't do in our other outlets, which is cool. So I'm really excited about what we're doing.
Right. And any excuse to get together and drink is always a plus, right?
I'll drink to that.
And of course, we're drinking more Chicago craft beer here.
Yeah.
We're going with the Half Acre Chub Step. I think they just rebottled this again. This is their porter, and it usually comes out around now, kind of. It's porter season. It's almost stout time.
Yeah.
You need something a little darker, warm you up from those chilly nights.
Indeed, indeed. I've actually never had this one. It's Chub Step is American porter, about 6%. It's nice and mild, man. It's like a nice proper English mild porter, you know. It's really simple. There's a dog with some serious earmuff headphones on the label.
He's a dubstep dog.
He's dubstepping it out. He's got the hoodie. He's got the headphones. Yeah, he's doing his thing. Yeah. So Half Acre, man, they just celebrated their 1 year anniversary at their tap room.
Right. That's kind of what I did this last week, which was yesterday, Monday night. So Monday night party. Mm. It was their 1 year anniversary for their tap room, and they just kind of opened up the brewery, letting people hang out. There was little snacks from like Publican Quality Meats, a couple other places, and then they were giving out free pours of like most of their standards, like Pony, Akari Shogun, Lagertown, and their porter that isn't, or one of their stouts that isn't Chub Step.
I really like Akari Shogun a lot.
Yeah, that's nice. And free, come on.
Yeah, so it was at the brewery and in the tap room too.
Yeah, so okay. You could go order beers at the bar in the tap room, or you could also buy tokens in the tap room or in their little retail space. And these tokens were $5 tokens, and they got you one pour of like the rare beers. So I got one token and ended up getting the Gin Pony.
Oh man, how was that?
It was pretty awesome.
For a Monday night, man, you're winning if you got Gin Pony and a gin barrel.
Yeah, and I think they only had like six stills of all. They had like four or five like special beers on tap, so they were going pretty quickly. They were telling people like get them now before they run out. But then they were like coming around with like samples of a couple other special things, like little tasters, and so it was nice just keeping people well liquored up.
Yeah, it's Yeah, the more we do this, the more we cover the beer scene, you get out a little bit more on weeknights than you do, you know, any other time. Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of people there. I know you didn't make it, Nick, but
yeah, I missed out, man. I was told I need to be a responsible adult and take my ass home. So that's what I ended up doing. And, yeah, and it was crazy because every time I checked my phone, which I was told not to do, but I did anyway.
Okay.
Every time I checked my phone, everybody on like Foursquare and Facebook are all checking in. Everybody I know in my life was at this party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't stay too long. I kind of went right when it opened. I was almost expecting like a line down the street. Yeah. And if there was going to be a line, I was like, screw that. I'm not waiting in line. But it was like walked right in, got a beer, no problem. I think a lot of people showed up after the Bears-Packer game.
Yeah, Bears won too, man. Big win up in Green Bay.
So I'm sure the party even got crazier.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like by the time you do Pony and a gin barrel, and then all the special stuff at Half Acre, and the Bears won, I bet you a lot of people probably headed over to Fountainhead after that rooftop.
I think so. Yeah.
And just made it a really long night, and we're probably like nice and hungover. Monday night hungover.
Right. Right.
So Monday night, awesome.
Tuesday for a lot of people was probably a little rough.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
But then tonight you're going to this beer and bacon thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So the guys over at Bader Brow. So Bader Brow, they hit the reset button. If you guys don't know about Bader Brow, it was Chicago's original craft beer. That's their tagline, right? So in 1989, for example, 1991, if you went to like the Taste of Chicago, there was Miller, Bud, and Bader Brow. So Bader Brow was started by a Chicago cop, and they moved. They were moving like 11,000 barrels a year of this one beer. It was a Pilsner. Right, and they got a really cool story behind it. So anyway, Goose used to brew it, and then Goose stopped brewing it to focus on their own beers. The trademark lapsed, so they found the guy who was a fan. He restarted it. So he was a University of Chicago grad. He found the original brewmaster, the original yeast strain, bought the trademark, and they started making the exact same beer again. Oh,
cool.
Right, okay. So that's the Bader Brow story, real quick, for anybody that didn't know. Oh, so Bader Brow, in addition to the Pilsner, they've got two other beers that they've made, like new recipes. Mm-hmm. So tonight, there's a beer dinner with the winner of Bacon Fest. Her name's Monica from Red Butter Chicago. She won Bacon Fest 2013. So there'll be a series of bacon-inspired treats with three Bader Brow beers. So, yeah, so it'll be the Pilsner, it'll be their Oktoberfest, and then also be a winter warmer called Red Velvet. So that's going to be at Beer Bistro North.
All right, we'll have to hear all about it next week.
Yeah.
You're recording this before you go over there, so having a drink now, pre-gaming it for bacon and beer, right?
Pre-game, man. This is a lovely pre-game, too, man, I'll tell you.
But, yeah, I just kind of did some Halloween stuff and hung out friends on the weekends. I didn't make it to any other events. Figured to save myself for the Half Acre party. I knew it could get crazy. So
yeah, I hear you on that. So let's jump into what's going on this week.
Sounds good.
All right. So this is Thursday the 7th, the Neo-Futurists are having what's called the Neo-Cajun. So the Neo-Futurists are it's a group up in Andersonville. We talked about it a little bit last week on the show because a couple of graduates from the Neo-Futurists actually started the Drinking and Writing Theater at Haymarket. Mm-hmm. So the Neo-Cajun is to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the theater company. So there's going to be lots of beer, lots of food, and they're also going to do some live art. So that'll be live music and then live plays as well. That's at the Neo-Futurist Theater up in Andersonville. That's November 7th at 7 o'clock.
And that's right around the corner from Hop Leaf. So if you go, you could go get dinner before, but there's going to be food at this thing. So maybe you need a drink afterwards or something like that. You could always go to Hop Leaf.
Definitely. It's a stumbling distance from Hop Leaf, like literally around the corner.
Okay. Cool. Also Thursday, if you don't make it up north, at Small Bar Division, they're doing a Left Hand Brewing throwback party. It's 20 years Left Hand's been around.
No kidding.
That's crazy. 20 years.
Have you had the Left Hand Stout since they redid the bottle?
The Nitro Stout.
Yeah, the Nitro Stout.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that.
One of the funnest things I like to do recently is like take that bottle, and they'll tell you on the back. You just take the bottle, you turn it completely upside down,
right,
and just let it splash and slush into your glass, and then you see the nitro effect, like it was being poured on draft, and it cascades up just nice and pretty. It's fun. It's really cool.
Yeah, don't be scared when you pour that beer.
Yeah, pour hard.
I think they're doing the Sawtooth in Nitro. They got a couple other Nitro bottles coming out.
Well, I didn't know they've been around for 20 years, man. That's a long time.
But $2 of every pint at Small Bar is going to go to Flood Relief Charity in Colorado.
So okay.
Good.
That's pretty cool, man. So then
Then also Thursday, out in the suburbs at World of Beer. I know we talked about them a couple episodes ago.
I think so.
They put on some fun events. I've never made it there.
No.
But they always have interesting things. They're doing a New Belgian Sour event. So just collaborations of New Belgian beers with Half Acre, Cigar City. So be Sour Night.
Yeah, Sour Night out in beautiful Naperville, Illinois. Hello. All right, so that covers the week this week. Then we get right into the weekend, right? Yep. So the next day, that's the big event.
We got a big weekend here. Big beer event happening.
Yeah, serious beer event. This is the fourth annual Beer Hoptacular. So Beer Hoptacular is one of those few big monster events in the fall that we get in the city limits. This time it's going to be at the Lacuna Arts Loft. This is on goddamn, what's the name of the neighborhood?
Pilsen.
It's in Pilsen. Thank you. So this is a 2-day, 3-session event. Friday, 6 p.m. And then there's two times on Saturday. So Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. So this is everything you want out of a big beer event. Mm-hmm. In the past, they've gone to the first one I went to was at
Aragon.
At the Aragon Theater. Yeah. That was interesting, mm-hmm. to say the least.
I think I've gone to two there. I didn't go last year.
Yeah, last year it was at that place, the where they do the Cirque Soleil,
by the Groupon building.
Exactly, okay. Right off like basically like Chicago Avenue, Halstead, right by the Tribune. Yeah, so basically it's an outdoor tent. I mean, it's a tent that they do the circus in. Mm-hmm. So when you went there, it was the craziest thing because you still got the circus sight lines. So some booths were like almost dark, and then you go to some booths, and there's this big light shining on the booth. Like I think I volunteered at Six Point.
Okay.
And we're standing in the booth, and the booth is crazy because the light that beat for the circus was like shining on us, really crazy. So the fun part about Beer Hoptacular is that, it's 2 days and 3 sessions. The guys from Jam Productions put it on. Shout out to my man, Brian Ferber. But then the coolest part is that it's a homebrew competition as well. Cool. So there is a homebrew contest that happens on the Saturday a.m. session. It's actually Saturday noon session. Mm-hmm. So it's a homebrew competition, and then all the professional breweries, the crowd gets to pick best in show. So make sure if you go, and you should, make sure you put in your vote for who you thought the best in show was on the professional side. And there's a panel of homebrew judges there as well.
Are you judging? I think you mentioned
that
you might be.
So I'm actually going to judge this year, okay. which is fun. So we've got Bob from the Beer Bistro. We've got Marty Nachel, who wrote the book Homebrewing for Dummies. Mm-hmm. We've got our buddy Steve Hamburg.
Okay. Nice.
And then we've got Josh Knoll from the Tribune.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we'll be judging homebrewers.
Decent lineup there.
We got a solid lineup. Solid lineup there for the homebrew judging. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. That's this weekend. It starts Friday night. So
are you sticking around after you judge for a session then?
No. So I'll be there Friday. The judging starts Saturday morning. So I'll go back Saturday morning.
Okay.
Then I gotta go rock the bus, man.
So Friday nights, you're like, check out the fast night.
Yeah, so Friday night will be my hey. I got a little camera too. I got like this little bitty camera, it's the size of my iPhone.
Okay.
And it doesn't flip or anything, but I'm just gonna do like a little bit of film.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be there Friday enjoying it. But then Saturday, I'm just doing judging. That's it.
Okay, I'll be there Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Look for us if you're going to one of these sessions. Say hi.
Absolutely. So I think what we're going to do Friday morning on the website, Chicago Beer Geeks, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. So if you want to go, I don't think we should do it Friday morning if it's Friday night. So we'll do it. We'll do it Thursday. Okay. So Thursday, if you want to win a pair of tickets to this thing, go to Chicago Beer Geeks and just sign up for our newsletter. And then we'll pick a random winner from the list of people that have signed up. So make sure you go do that. Beer Hoptacular this weekend.
Nice. And what time's the 2 sessions?
All right. So you've got a Friday at 6 to 9. And then Saturday, you've got a noon session. And then you've got another session at, I believe, 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to go like noon to 4 and then pick back up at 6 and go 6 to 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then lots of good spots to eat and drink over in Pilsen.
Yeah.
So you should be able to either do something before or afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, Nightwoods, Simone's, Honky Tonk Barbecue, it goes on and on. It's a really cool part of town if you haven't been down there. A lot of fun stuff going on over there.
Cool. Well, hopefully we see you there.
Sunday, let's see, we got the Two Brothers Roundhouse. Two Brothers Brewing, they have the what used to be Walter Payton's Roundhouse out in Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the release of Revelry. They'll have the Revelry release party at the Two Brothers Roundhouse on Sunday, November 10th. That's going to get started right at high noon. Which is great because the Bears are playing out there too. So
what's Reveille?
Now Reveille is it's a Imperial Red Ale. So Reveille is rumor on the street, you know, word on the street is this is a Imperial version of the Cain and Abel. And the Cain and Abel is their awesome red ale.
Yeah, that is tasty.
It's got like palm sugar in it. That beer is amazing. To me, Revelry, I mean, not Revelry, but the Cain and Abel, I never had Revelry. But to me, Cain and Abel is the best beer they make. I love that beer.
Yeah, it's good. It's like a go-to standard.
Yeah. So the Bears come on at noon. If you got nothing going, you can take the Metro train out there, apparently, to Aurora. This is a Two Brothers Roundhouse, and when you get there, it's impressive. It's a massive space.
Yeah, it's huge. They do a lot of events there, weddings. There's like, I think, a number of bars, maybe like 5 different bars in that space. You can just kind of walk around it and go to like a different bar and hang out.
Yeah, I like that place a lot, man. I went out there for my birthday 1 year. Somebody asked me where I wanted to go, and I'm like, well, shit, I want to do something I haven't done. Mm-hmm. So like a Sunday night Bears game, we drove out to Aurora, and man, that place is great. So yeah, they're doing everything from like fish tacos and enchiladas to traditional burgers, mussels. Cain and Abel mussels.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. So that's going to be a good time, man. Revelry launch party, November 10th, noon. That's a Sunday out in Aurora.
Man, 2 suburban events. We're really spreading our reach here. We're going. We got to cover across the land, right?
Yeah,
all of Chicagoland.
Spreading love out to the burbs, man. You know, it's cool. You know, we live in the city, so it's fun. You know, hitting all the stuff in the city. Sometimes it's cool to just escape the city for a little bit, get out to the burbs. You know, it's a little bit darker. You can see all the stars at night from the burbs, and then you find these really cool events out there. You know, because the beer lovers, you know, beer lovers are everywhere, which is something we dig. So, absolutely. So that's that was Sunday. So Monday, there's an event. Monday night, this is an event, a homebrewing event. Our friend Kim Leshinsky from Hail to the Ale, what she's doing is a homebrewing with spices event. So this seems like an interesting event because it's actually going to be at a spice shop. There's a spot called the Savory Spice Shop in Lincoln Square. So what happens is Kim, who's like, she's a fellow blogger and a homebrewer, she's teaming up with Atlas Brewing's brewmaster Ben Soller and then our buddy Christian Berdillis from Brewcamp. And what they're going to do is talk about how they incorporate spices into recipe development for homebrewing and production brewing.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, so that sounds cool. The guys from Bottles and Cans are going to provide beer, and then the Bee's Knees is going to be providing some snacks there. So this is at Savory Spice Shop up in Lincoln Square. That's Monday, November 11th at 7 p.m. Bee's Knees, have you had their peanuts?
Yeah, they do those nuts with spices, right?
Yeah, they did a lot of spices on them, you know, like Mexican chocolate and like chipotle and all these crazy spices.
They're nice guys that started that. Like, I know they wanted to do something in the beer scene, and they went this route rather than making beer. So that's cool.
Craft beer deserves craft snacks. Mm-hmm. I love their Twitter handle because their Twitter handle is Bee's Nuts. Bee's Nuts. Sorry, man. We're getting off course.
making me hungry.
Oh, man.
Well, right. That kind of wraps up the week. I know then following weekend we got FOBAB, which is going to be a lot of fun, too. Yeah. So we got Poptacular this weekend, FOBAB next weekend, and then I think we got to rest.
Yeah, man. Disconnect, absolutely, after those two.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. If people want to get a hold of you, Nick, where can they find you or follow you?
Absolutely, man. I'm Nicosio at Nicosio on Twitter, and or go to Facebook, Chicago Beer Geeks.
And you can follow me on Twitter at BRad, and you can follow Chicago Beer Pass. We're on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass, and go to the website, chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are posted there. You can subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a review because that's awesome when that happens. And yeah, thanks for listening, and hopefully we see you out at one of these events.
Cheers, guys.